Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program comes from listener members like you. Please become a member by visiting us at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Recently, I told the story of how the Italians, specifically musicians active in Venice, Florence, Rome, and Naples, essentially invented the musical styles of the early, mid, and late Baroque. Their instrumental music, their sacred vocal music and secular vocal music, and of course their operatic tradition, influenced every corner of Europe, from Scotland to Spain, to Poland, to Russia, Sweden, and then to the New World. The Italians invented the musical style of the late Renaissance, and then they invented the transitional style of around 1600, which included the monodic style and gave birth to the early Baroque. They also shaped the innovations that formed the mid-Baroque and late Baroque styles. So today we'll sample Italian secular vocal music, from the monodies of the early 17th century to the cantatas of the early 18th century. There's so much to choose from, so let's start at the very beginning with Jacopo Peri. Peri was born in Rome in 1561 and moved to Florence, where he studied organ and singing. By 1590, he was friends with Jacopo Corsi, one of the great art patrons and composers of Florence. Peri also worked closely with members of the Florentine Camerata, and he's credited with having written the first or the earliest known opera. We're going to hear his aria Tu dormi e io dolce sonno, a very early example of monody. The soloist is Ellen Hargis, with Paul Odette Theorbo, Andrew Lawrence King Harp, and Hilipara playing the lirone, or lira viol.
Thank you.
We heard an early Italian Baroque aria of Jacopo Peri, Tu dorme e il dolce sonno, performed by soprano Ellen Hargest, with lutenist Paul Odette, Baroque harpist Andrew Lawrence King, and violist da gamba or lirone player Hilla Perl. I have to say one of my favorite composers of the Italian mid-Baroque period is Tarquinio Murula. He was born in Busseto in 1595, just about the time that Jacopo Peri was making quite a name for himself. Murula was educated at Cremona, and as a young man, he served as an organist and later went to Warsaw, Poland. He returned to Italy in 1626, where he remained until his death in 1665. He wrote cantatas and arias and sacred music and instrumental pieces. We're going to hear his folksy aria, Un bambin va alla scuola, A Child That Goes to School I Have Become. Alas, poor me, and so love has led me, though I was a little sparrow. This is the late Montserrat Figueras, with a rich continuo section led by her husband, Jordi Savall.
Thank you.
Un Bambin va lo scola, an arietta of the mid-Baroque Italian composer Tarquinio Modula, and it was sung by Montserrat Figueras. This wonderfully varied continuo section was directed by Jordi Savall. The mid-17th century Italian composer Barbara Strozzi was a force to be reckoned with. She led a remarkable life, and she was a remarkable musician. Strozzi is often pejoratively referred to as a courtesan because she was a person who owned her sexuality in an age when such ownership by women was a scandal. She worked hard and apparently played hard, and as a composer she was as original as she was prolific. Her arietta Fili Miacche Mi Fieri has a highly complex structure that demonstrates her fearlessness and her genius, and it's actually in the form of a passacaglia, or a passacaglia, as they would have called it. It's a repetitive bass line pattern of the 17th century that became a dance and was also wonderful, a medium for improvisation. We hear Japanese countertenor Tadashi Miroko, and he's got quite a remarkable voice, and it's great for this repertory, and he's with harpsichordist Silvia Rambaldi. we heard the aria Te fili miacchi mi feri from the Opus 6 collection of Barbara Strozzi, dating from 1657. We heard countertenor Tadashi Marocchi and harpsichordist Silvia Rambaldi. Cataldo Amadei is a name you don't hear very often. He was born in Sicily in 1649. In 1685, Amadei was ordained a priest and became Maestro di Cappello at San Paolo Maggiore in Naples. 2 years later, he was appointed a director at the Conservatorio di Santa Maria di Loreto. His successor in 1689 would be Alessandro Scarlatti, and we'll hear some of his music later. Cataldo Amadei was a highly sophisticated composer, and we'll hear his highly sophisticated aria Calo Dove e Si Betto, and this is sung by famed soprano Emma Kirkby.
Forte l'ardire, a distende Ruben della calma, a distende.
We heard the aria Colla Dove Civetto of the mid-Baroque composer Cataldo Amadei. The soloist was Emma Kirkby with Jakob Lindberg, lute. So we're approaching the end of the 17th century now. We've gone from basic monodies to sophisticated and fully mature arias, and now we move to the fully mature Baroque. An important composer of the transition period from mid-Baroque to late Baroque was Alessandro Scarlatti. I've profiled Scarlatti before in Well-Tempered Baroque, and we know he was a phenomenal opera composer, and he wrote concertos, and lots of chamber music, and a lot of other good stuff, and keyboard works. And now we get to hear him in a slightly different context. I've selected three very somber, very dark madrigals that deal with the pain of love. Now, what's interesting about these pieces is that they are very much tipping his hat to the style of Monteverdi, the style of the early 17th century experimental seconda practica, that emotionally charged bit of mannerism that appears in music that really blew the old world apart. So I don't really know if he's paying tribute to Monteverdi per se, or if he's showing what a great craftsman can do with the tools that were available at the beginning of the 17th century, even though he's writing towards the end of the 17th century. We again hear Emma Kirkby with the Consort of Music, and Anthony Rulli is the director. We heard three very dark madrigals of Unrequited Love by Alessandro Scarlatti, and this was performed by the Concerto Music, Anthony Rulli, director. And this music, as I said, it comes at the end of the 17th century, at the beginning of the 18th century, and it really is a throwback to the early days of Monteverdi. Antonio Caldara was fortunate enough to have been born in the music-loving city of Venice. In 1699, he moved to Mantua, another city with a prestigious music tradition. He followed the exiled court to Barcelona and established himself there as an opera composer. He then undertook what we today would call the job search, and he traveled to Salzburg and to Rome and to Vienna. And in that city, he was appointed Vice-Kapellmeister of the Imperial Court, and he held this position until his death in 1736. This is his Secula Cantata d'Improvviso, with its dark text of a lover scorned. It seems to be a great theme for the Italians. We've come a long way from the early monodies and the very mannered style that Scarlatti tried to bring back, and it comes to a more dramatic cantata in an operatic style. This is countertenor Gerard Lane with Il Seminario Musicale.
Oh. Cheerio,
We heard the Secula Cantata d'Improvviso of Antonio Caldara, performed by countertenor Gerard Lane with Il Seminario Musicale. And that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed another journey through 17th century Italy to witness the development of musical style. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Louis Barrett. If you enjoyed today's episode of Well-Tempered Baroque, please consider becoming a donor or a member of our station. Visit us at www.fm.org for more information or to become a member. And you don't have to be local. Through our streaming and webcasts, this show is heard throughout the world. And it's the global network that is the Classical Network. Have a great week.